A little update on
Dan McDowell.
Wallpaper Wednesday at DFW Ticket on that Twitter. Surprised to see, as I'm just scrolling through all the replies, because they're doing the bit again this week where you put your name. It'll say P1, your name, and then a number, and then the ticket logo. I guess you put this on your phone or something. So, just scrolling through expecting a certain number, and I'd have to say there's very few 69s.
Why would there be?
I feel like we're growing. We're maturing. The P1s are just maturing as an audience. Or maybe everybody got their 69 bit last time around, and now they're doing their favorite number or something. I don't know.
They should ask for the name Chomo like Alex Claudio did when the Rangers had custom nickname jersey weekend.
Wow. I can't believe this guy, Blake.
Hempstead.
It's almost like...
That's a segue right there.
I've never seen anything like that because I have kept this under lock and key. This segment is called 42. And I wanted Jake just to think, what could it
Chomos?
Be about it?
I was worried when he said he had a segment called 42 because I know his opinions regarding certain things related to the MLB at number 42.
Maybe I changed my opinion.
And I just thought today's maybe not the time. But look, that's what makes us us.
Maybe I've decided that Major League Baseball retiring that number is a great idea, or having everybody wear it one weekend is awesome. That's not where I'm going, though. Where I'm going is, since we started doing the show, or let's just say since Blake has joined our show, he's been keeping a list. And as of this morning, his list was 42 names long, and when we mentioned somebody, you threw out a quick Kemp spin.
Oh, nice. Very cool.
And I don't know if we can get through this whole thing, but we were going to see if, indeed, your Rolodex, if you can access your Rolodex quickly, can we roll through all 42 names and see if, like, he, on most of them, he wrote down, I think he would, at first he would just start to write down, he mentioned this person. Let's say Alex Claudio.
Yeah.
Which is second on my list. This is alphabetically by first name.
Definitely some of them are like, I remember that, but I have to Google it. But I'll never forget Chomo.
He wrote Alex Claudio, nickname on jersey. So that's a check.
Okay.
That's a Kemp Spin has got that one. So most of these are sportsy. Some of them are not, but that's why this is a sports segment. These are the 42 Kemp spins that you've delivered in Blake's time on the show, which is, I don't know, definitely more than 50 episodes, right, Blake?
Yeah, we are at 56.
This is producing right here, too, by the way.
Oh, this is great stuff. Great stuff. Or maybe we should just judge that in a minute. So you've already said Alex Claudio, who was number two, and you got that right, the nickname on the jersey. Are you ready for a round of... We're testing out Kemp spin here?
Sure. Let's go.
All right. Alden Smith.
I mean, I don't even know where to begin. Multiple DUIs.
There you go.
I think actually hit a woman with a bottle of tequila in his last incident, but is now ready to roll for your Dallas Cowboys.
How about somewhere that he slept?
Under a car. Or in
you got
car.
It. Yeah. Ding, 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 ding. This one's weird. Andy Dalton.
He lost his luggage leaving DFW.
It says luggage.
And he tweeted about it, him and his wife, and they actually got their luggage back. Andy Dalton, I think, might be a great dude, by the way. I'd love to get him on.
Okay. Doesn't he have a rubber ring?
He does, but,
So does DeMarcus Lawrence.
Bob Marley.
Bob Marley was... There was an assassination plot by the CIA...
I don't have anything written next to him, but...
Yeah, the CIA, reportedly, there was a group that was funded by the CIA that tried to kill him. I don't think they did, but...
All right, not all shots in a game are difficult. Sometimes someone feeds you the ball, you're right under the basket. And here we go. Bobby Petrino.
Yeah, okay. The motorcycle, the neck brace, the tennis coach. Married to the swim coach.
He wrote wrecked motorcycle with female athlete on it.
Yeah. She was no longer an athlete, but yeah, she was in the football office.
Brooke Hogan.
Brooke Hogan was dating, and I don't believe ever married to, but dating former Dallas Cowboy great Phil Costa. She is, of course, the son of Hulk Hogan, who was...
She's daughter.
Daughter, who brought down Gawker whenever he had sex with Bubba the Love Sponge's wife on camera. And
Hulk Hogan, hashtag girl dad. This one, Caitlyn Jenner.
In addition to being a prominent voice for trans rights, killed someone with her car, and I don't believe got in any trouble for it.
Ding, ding, ding. Chipper Jones.
Had a baby with, I want to say, a Hooters waitress.
There you go. We're in.
When he was married to another woman and then eventually had to tell her about it.
Chloe King. I don't even know who that is. Who's Chloe King?
Chloe King.
Who is that, Blake?
Is it I don't know.
That was one of the ones I just wrote down the name. I'd have to go back and find it.
Well, let me see.
Yeah, sure.
I don't want to leave people on there. I don't know this.
Let's go back to that.
Okay.
That one's where Blake just messed up. Maybe this is called 41. Chris Collinsworth.
Like some young because they're dumber and they're more impressed by money.
Perfect. Clay Bennett. What's that?
Clay Bennett was one of the men who purchased, along with Aubrey McClendon, the Seattle Supersonics, moved them to Oklahoma City, lied about that entire process, and as a part of a financial scheme where it involved oil and gas, he was going to prison, and so he said, no, I'll just wreck my car into a bridge one day before I go to prison and kill myself.
Says you here, wreck car before going to jail.
Yeah.
Craig Sager...
When he was in the last years of his life, received a blood platelet donation from his son, which is apparently a very painful process, and then cut his son out of the will so he could leave everything to the Bulls dancer wife that was his second wife. So he completely cut his son out of his will, despite his son, you know, trying to keep him alive.
Corby's visit to the Anne Frank house.
I believe he was on acid or mushrooms.
There you go, that's it.
Okay.
Doug Christie, just a one-word thing here.
Doug Christie obviously is, you know, it's his wife, but...
That's the one word. Wife.
Yeah, but his wife once said that she would weigh his testicles when she hadn't seen him for a while to make sure that he did not engage in any love of his own.
Oh, here's one that has nothing to do with kneeling. Drew Brees.
Drew Brees, spokesperson for the company Advocare, which has been under a lot of fire for at times, you know, I'm not sure if anymore, but for various...
That's not what we have here.
...financial improprieties, we have the fact that he bought a ton of jewelry...
There you go.
...and expected it to appreciate over time while he wore it, and he got taken.
Oh, here's one I remember from the day he died. We couldn't even honor him. Fred Willard.
Fred Willard, roughly 10 years ago, was caught masturbating in an adult theater in Los Angeles and arrested for it.
All right, we're rolling through the 42 Kemp spins that have been mentioned here in the last few months. Fuzzy Zeller?
I mean, that's a pretty easy one.
Too easy. Gary Player? What did he do?
Gary Player was commenting in a Masters that was a lot of foreign players were playing there, and he was commenting about how gross it was that they were making the whole thing about foreign players were all just humans, except Gary Player was super, super pro-apartheid.
Oh, that's it, yeah.
Yeah.
Because we were pro-Gary Player for a minute.
Right, and then you look at 10 years before that event, and he's like, well, but not all people.
Yeah. Haley Joel Osment.
Starred in the movie Paid Forward. Where he was killed at the end of it for paying it forward by a kid with a knife. But you may also just be talking, Walker told me I have AIDS.
I'm a man now.
Yeah, I don't know that this belongs on there.
The pay it forward thing is great, though, because it's a movie about a kid who does nothing but good deeds and inspires the whole town. And then in the end of the movie, spoiler, it ends with him getting knifed at school. So the moral is,
don't
keep to yourself.
Don't help anybody. All right, here's one that I'm worried about. Jennifer Floyd Engel.
Once wrote a column whenever Johnny Manziel was in college and taking money for autographs where she compared him to Rosa Parks, and that you have to have one person willing to buck the system for there to be social change.
Jerry Seinfeld.
Even after he was a public figure and was very famous, was dating a high school student who was stacked, as Mike Reiner would say, by the way.
Jimmy Kimmel.
Once dressed in blackface to play Carl Malone on The Man Show, which...
Joseph Randall.
Oh, man, there's a million of them, but the most famous one is obviously him trying to dive into the ocean in Cowboys camp.
That's what he's got here.
In 2 inches of water.
Justin Rowasser, Patriots kicker.
Just drafted this year, and he has white supremacist tattoos.
Justin Trudeau. Is that the Canada?
Yes.
Prime Minister who Ike loves?
And has been
Big
caught
greener.
Up in... No, not Justin Thoreau. Justin Trudeau, blackface, and tons of other pretty regrettable cultural costumes over the years.
This one's interesting.
And he's just Canadian.
This one's kind of easy because it's lately Karl Malone.
Yeah, impregnated a 13-year-old and ignored the family simply wanting a little bit of money for...
All right, just give me the nickname here, which Blake wrote down next to this name. Lance Rensel.
No pants, Lance.
Marv Albert. Yeah,
yeah,
we know
course.
That one.
I thought she was a pizza.
Nick Saban's wife. What would you have on Nick Saban's wife?
Miss Terry. She was just featured in that speech that Saban reportedly gave, telling players never fool around with someone who has less to lose than you do. Can't remember how he phrased it, but he said, and that's why if you ever hear me messing around on Miss Terry, it'll be Hillary effing Rodham Clinton.
Okay, so she's not really a subject of a Kemp spin.
No, nah, it's
you
just
don't have
her name.
Her, she didn't...
I don't think so.
Import workers or anything. Okay. Pat O'Brien.
The sex voicemails whenever he was blacked out, drunk, and coked up with Miss Betsy in New Orleans.
Ralph Northam. Who's that?
The governor? Governor, yeah, Virginia. Who, interestingly enough, his blackface photo from the 80s is now on a mask that Jerry Falwell Jr. is selling. A COVID mask that just has the picture of Ralph Northam in blackface.
We're rounding third and heading for home here on Kemp Spins that Jake has brought up in the last few months. And he's really doing well. Raymond Floyd. Is that the golfer?
Yeah, but I don't remember that one.
Oh, dear. Don't know Raymond Floyd. Rick Kirkham.
Rick Kirkham was recently featured in the Tiger King documentary. He's a TV reporter that had a really funny delivery and all of his stuff got burned down. There's a documentary about him, TV Junkie, I think, that I saw many years ago, and it's really good.
Just says drugs. This one's kind of easy. Rick Pitino.
Oh, yeah, of course. Porcini's all over his leg.
Says here, sex at a restaurant.
Well, that restaurant's called Porcini's.
In Louisville, his assistant Kentucky. Married her. Oh, the assistant.
Karen Seifer.
He
paid for her to go have an abortion and paid one of his assistants to go with her. She then married that assistant.
That drove her,
yeah.
Let's see. It says here, Rockets Twitter.
Oh, yeah. Whenever the Mavericks were eliminated by the Rockets, they posted a tweet that was the gun emoji and a horse emoji, and it might have said, shh, and then the Rockets guy got fired.
And they have a new one that's kind of like Wallpaper Wednesday, which I brought to the table.
Yeah, what was that one?
Which was they tweeted out a picture and said, hey, it's Wallpaper Wednesday, tune in, and it was a red jersey with Adolf 88.
Oh, I forgot about that. That's why that one came back up.
Scottie Pippen? Says here.
Yeah, several... It's divorce, messy divorce, and domestic situations with his wife.
Susie Favor Hamilton, is that Josh Hamilton's wife?
No, Susie Favor Hamilton is the sprinter. Maybe she was long distance from Wisconsin, who Norm once interviewed. And if anybody could find that and send it to me, she wrote a book about how after she had a threesome with her husband and another woman, she decided to become a prostitute. And I think she ended up moving to Las Vegas to do so. But she was, like, in deodorant commercials and Wheaties and all that.
This next one has a lot, but just pick out the one that Blake would say you've said the most as far as a Kemp spin on. Tiger Woods.
His neighbor's daughter that he had known since he was in middle school and then had sex with her whenever she was a college student.
Tim Ryan. Oh, he's the local news guy, right? The morning show guy.
Yeah. That he had some comments that were not well received about a lady who needed an emotional support horse.
It says mini horse apology. Tony Stewart.
Killed a guy in a dirt track race.
Yeah.
And never got in any trouble for
it. Two more. Tyrone Crawford.
The fight. in Florida where he absolutely just waylaid about seven guys.
Says bar fight.
Yeah.
And the final one, I don't know that this really belongs on here, Blake.
That was
but
funny.
He wrote Witten Giraffe.
Oh, yeah. So the Dallas Zoo live streamed the birth of a baby giraffe that they named Witten after our number one in our hearts tight end, and the giraffe died during a routine checkup, like, not long after that. And apparently it's a pretty rare case for that to happen.
And that's a segment we call 42, as we went over the 42 names that Blake had noted. Jake had a quick Kemp spin on whenever we would mention those names.
And damn, I was nervous. That went pretty well.
Thumbs up.
All right, thumbs up.
Thumbs up on that segment.
All right, coming up next, reports on the taco sheet.